Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is Volume 2, Episode Number 18. Our air date is Independence Day.
Woohoo! July 4th!
July 4th, and we have a special guest with us. It's going to be a special show tonight. We're talking with a good friend of ours tonight. Adam Harahook is here. Adam from Solid State Radio. He has his program, Solid State Sessions. We've seen him all over Eastern Michigan. He's one of the primary reasons that bands around here get their due. Adam, welcome to the show.
Wow, what an introduction. My little here in the bunker is kind of small. I don't know if I'll be able to get my head out of it.
Well, we'll do our best to make sure we bring you down a few notches before it's all done. We've known Adam for a number of years. If you are fans at all or have followed at all, Vehicle City Sound started several years ago as a program that we recorded live music. We did so at the former Shiner's Dive Bar. We got to know Adam as a result of that, not because of the bar, but because of the music. Adam had us on his program several times. Yes. We had the opportunity to kind of share what we were doing. And Adam, this is really special to me. So just a little bit of background for those that don't know. I had the LLC for Vehicle City Sound. We went through our first rendition of it all. Let that go after a while for various reasons. The state of Michigan got in contact with C. Willie here. My goodness, this
February
of this year. And said, you want to renew this thing? I kind of joked about it with the quarter beat here, and she kicked me in the tail as she usually does.
And I said, no way.
Yeah, we gotta do this. Won't let this thing lapse. And so we re-upped. We made an announcement about it on Facebook. And the very first person who commented on that was Adam.
Was it? Was that the first one?
You were the very first one, and you said, this is great. What can I do to help? And Adam, that means an awful lot to us.
Hey, no problem. Anything to support the local music scene in Michigan, I'm all for it.
You've done some amazing things. Talk to us a little bit about Solid State Sessions. I know you do concerts. You do shows at local venues.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what you're doing to promote the music scene.
Well, it started out on this form of radio that I'm doing. It started out in November of 2017. And it was simply, Solid State Radio was new. We didn't have much programming. I'm like, well, I used to do a local music show back in my FM days. I'll just do another one. And it was simply going to be just playing the music. I wasn't going to have interviews. I wasn't going to do shows. I was hardly going to even say my name because I didn't want any of it to really be about me. I wanted it to be about the music. I wanted to play all kinds of the bands that are on the scene right now. I wanted to play local bands who became national, like the Greta Van Fleets, the Pop Evils, Motown, and then some local bands that we forgot about. Not forgot about, but are no longer with us, like Psalter and The Look, Bittersweet Alley, Seduce. But then I wasn't satisfied with just being the show. Next thing you know, instead of pre-recording, I was going to do it live. And next thing you know, it became the shows. June 1st of 2019, I had my very first Sessions concert series gig, and it was the start of something beautiful. It was great to get a chance to get bands I play on the show so listeners can see them live. They keep hearing me talk about them. Let's go see them live. Let's celebrate local music.
Well, and that's largely what we had started out doing, and we love your format and what you're doing. And we saw you just a couple of months ago.
Yeah,
we were there beautiful. In the year with Attaboy and Blue Sky Riley, who we're going to play one of her tunes here in a little bit.
Matt Basterton.
The bands appreciate this without question. What you're doing is taking it to that next level. Let's not only play their material so the fans can hear it, but let's give you an opportunity to see them live.
The bands have been fantastic. I mean, very rarely will you be able to get a band of this high caliber like Attaboy for $100. but they're so appreciative of what we all do that, you know, they're like, yes, we would love to help out with this. We'd love to participate. I've never had anybody say no. A lot of times it's scheduling conflicts, but rarely have ever had anybody say, no, I'm not interested.
Isn't it interesting too, Adam, the quality, the talent that we've got in this area?
It's amazing. I started playing in bands in that grunge era. I started playing in bands in 1992, 93. The equipment was, can I say bad words? Can I say?
Oh, you can. Absolutely.
It was shitty. And, you know, but now it's your typical 18-year-old, 19-year-old, 20-year-old can have, like, fantastic equipment using YouTube and stuff like that. They have all the lessons at their feet. The musicianship has just been amazing.
Well, and I've been so impressed, and we've been fortunate. We're into this is what episode 18. We've up to this point had 17 stars mm-hmm. on the show, and not just from Michigan. We've been fortunate enough that we've had some folks from Nashville, Virginia, Texas, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. That have been here, but I still, and I'm wearing my, and if you could see us folks here tonight, I'm wearing my Attaboy t-shirt and my Atta beads. I have become such a huge fan of Attaboy, and they've gone through a little transition here in the last several weeks. But I even know, you know, I've got folks talking to us from Florida and from Texas that are listening to them. And hey, thank you for turning us on to them. It's that sort of talent that's right here in Michigan that I think we kind of take for granted sometimes.
We are very, I mean, I bag on the state of Montana so bad on the show. It's almost criminal what I do. It's like, how lucky are we living in Michigan as opposed to like Montana? Name me one band that came out of Montana. You can't. But yet we in Michigan have such a rich history. Seeger, Kid Rock, Motown.
Yeah. Yeah. We absolutely do. There's Alice Cooper. There's
Madonna.
There's talent. Madonna, I don't know about that. There is some absolutely amazing music that we've got here. And you know, we're doing this show on the 4th of July. I know a lot of folks are out enjoying this holiday. They're going to be out playing. They're going to be throwing back a few.
Sure.
So one of the Michigan talents that we've had on the show is Alan Turner. Alan
yes.
Turner and the Steel Horse Band. He also is the ultimate Kenny Rogers performer, and if you ever catch that show, it's incredible. But just to kind of set the mood a little bit for us, Adam, I want to play one of Alan's hit songs, because I'm sure this is what we're doing this
weekend. This is appropriate for today.
It is.
That's why they make beer. That's what I plan on doing when I get out of here.
That's Alan right. Turner. That's exactly. Well, but if I recall correctly, you, like me, are kind of a bourbon aficionado.
Ooh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
All right, we'll talk about that, but after we talk about that's why they make beer. Here's Alan.
I love the video for this. People have need the video.
Actually, let's precursor this a little bit. We're going to be doing a special live show on September 3rd from Pete's Cutting Board in Chesterfield, Michigan.
Oh, wow.
It's off of Grass. Chesterfield. We're going to be doing a little promo for the Gratiot Cruise, which occurs on September 28th. But September 3rd, we're going to be in the very location where this video for That's Why They Make Beer shot, along with Pete. And I have a feeling Alan's going to be there. I'm sure you're from, you know, 86 Noodles, Joe and the crew.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be there. Blue Sky's going to be there. Jackie Daniels is going to be there. We have ourselves a good little time here. But in the meantime, that's why they make beer.
Working, playing, dancing, swaying, rocking and rolling. That's why they make beer. Hey, y'all, who hang the walls, who stack the straw, to Tim McGraw, to all y'all who work it on. That's why they make and 40s and 60s and cases to get our beer fixes. Here's to the weekend we went hunting and we didn't even see a deer. That's why they make beer. Backyard barbecues, beer goes good with no matter what you do. So grab a cold one, this one's for you. That's why they make beer. Cake parties and tall ones, expensive IPAs you can shotgun. Here's to the liquid courage that helped us overcome our fears. That's why they make beer for you, beer for me, beer for our troops that are overseas. Let's raise a glass and say a cheer to the people that make that beer. Hey y'all, it's Mardi Gras. They'll throw their beads, you'll show them all. It doesn't matter if they're big or small. That's why they make beer. There's a cooler on every corner. There's a bartender who will pour you. Here's to the home team winning every game this year. That's why they make beer. That's why we drink. We drink beer. That's why we drink. We drink beer. That's why we drink. We drink beer. That's why they.
That is why they make beer, and I'm sure there's much of that being consumed this weekend. It's our special 4th of July holiday celebration here on Vehicle City Sound. We have our good friend Adam Harahook here with us from Solid State Radio, and as I'm viewing, I see Adam back in his seat. He just cranked open a natty. That's my man, Adam. All right. Well, we're glad we can offer a little inspiration.
So quick question I have for you is where did the name come from? You know, Sessions? What was your influence behind? Yeah.
Sessions, I inherited the name. I didn't come up with it. When I was working, I ran up those stairs. Hang on a second. I'm too big to run upstairs.
We need oxygen.
Tell you. No, back in 1995, I was working for Wings 103.1 FM. And I was interning, you know, I was running the fax machines. I would fax our playlist to the record companies and make coffee, help out with the morning show and stuff like that. Well, eventually, they're like, we're going to give you your own show. We got rid of the guy who was doing the local show. You and Mark Bradley are going to host Sunday Night Sessions. Now, Mark, he was also working at 102.7 The Bear at that time. He was Ted Nugent's board op. So he had a better gig. He left and it became my show. And then after that ended in 1997, I just kind of did the band thing. And then when Sean Cantwell started Solid State Radio, I was like, well, let's do this and let's call it Solid State Sessions.
So that's the progression of the whole thing. Now, yes. I would be remiss because I understand that you make this known frequently, but I'll make it known for you. A graduate of the Specs Howard School of Broadcast Arts.
Yes. Class of RTV 1398.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. And yeah, you mentioned Sean. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just, I had been going to like mock community college and stuff like that, but I just really wanted to get into radio. And so finally just went to that trade school and they taught me a lot about public speaking, because when I was on the air at Wings 103, I would try to jumble all my words together. I ran out of breath, just like I did running up those stairs. And it taught me about copyright.
Adam, that doesn't have anything to do with what were our thought processes. That has something to do with
no, not at all.
No, it doesn't.
So yeah, That Spec Sound. Yep.
Right. And you mentioned Sean. You also do a sports show with Sean, Happy yep. Hour with Sean Cantwell.
Yeah.
When we were doing one of the interviews from the old Vehicle City Sound there in studio, you tossed me in a chair and started asking me hockey questions.
Sure.
During that show.
I love hockey. Yeah.
We're taping this show prior to Independence Day, but so last night was Game 7. How did you think about that? You know, that was a heck of a game.
I thought either way that Game 7 was going to be for the record books. It was either going to be Florida Panthers' first Stanley Cup, or it was going to be one of the most epic meltdowns in all of Stanley Cup history. So I was either, I'm here for this. But now, sports talk show, whatever, has also been, we're airing on Solid State Radio, but now on Mondays and Fridays, you can catch us on 95.3 and 660 AM WMIC.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. We've got a little extra out of that. That's all right.
We like extras. So,
thanks to Sean running, doing what he does, Sessions is heard 6 days a week, 5 days a week. From 11 to midnight on the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV.
Fantastic. Hey, tell us a little more, too, about Solid State Radio. How do folks find Solid State Radio?
SolidStateRadio.net. Click the Listen Now tab. It runs 24/7. And then there's an app that you can download. Solid State Radio works on Android and iOS devices. And we have an Alexa app. So you can say, hey Alexa, play Solid State Radio. And she'll ask you why, but then, then she'll play.
We want to hear Adam on Solid State Radio.
Why?
Hey, we do have a little bit of an announcement here, and if you'll appease us with this,
sure.
Adam. So we are a fledgling podcast. We've been really fortunate, and I have to brag a little bit. Our first several episodes, it was 100, 200, 250 downloads. We've been very fortunate. These last four episodes have averaged 3,500 downloads.
That's average.
We're very, very happy about that. In fact, our recent episode with Ryan O'Neill mm-hmm. is pushing 5,000 downloads right now. We're fired up about that. And
nice.
Good things are happening. We've got some great folks on deck. And we're excited about that. But Quarter Peep here, who is Miss Glitz and Glamour and has to have all the fashion and everything, she has done an amazing job getting some merch together for us.
All
we
right.
actually have some merch, and we're going to do a little giveaway. So, Adam, if you will, we are going to announce today that we're going to do a little contest via Facebook.
Okay.
Any of you folks, we're going to put this post out on July 4th announcing this contest. If you like and share and comment, I want my VCS merch.
You have to say those words. I want my
VCS
merch.
You will be entered into a drawing. We have a couple of special guests that on July 7th, we're going to be at an unnamed location. You'll only be able to see us when we do our Facebook Live. These two guests have already been on the show. Mm-hmm. You will have heard their episodes. Big country stars, really fired up about them. They might be Kendrick, or they might be Brent Moreau. I'm not sure if those are the two folks that are going to be joining us, but we're going to be live at an undisclosed location. They are going to draw the winners. That's Glenbrook and Brent Moreau. And we will announce that on live Facebook.
Yes.
And you will have an opportunity to get a couple of koozies, a couple of stickers, a couple of hats. There's going to be some good stuff.
There's some good stuff. And there's a new design coming out. So that person will get an exclusive design of a brand new hat. So you'll be the first person to see it before anybody else does on the website. So
that's nice.
So that's cool.
There was our commercial message, Adam. I'm sorry about that. But, sometimes we go there. Hey, you played some live music yourself as well. You were with a couple of different bands. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, my main band that I had been with for 13 years is St. Pauli Street. We were able to release a couple records, CDs, and play over the area around the Lapeer, Flint, Detroit, Saginaw area, and just had a great time. I just had a lot of fun. I've also been in the band's Four Walls and Thrown to the Wolf with Sean Campbell.
So Sean has the musical talent as well.
He plays in a lot of different bands. He's currently with High Moon full time, and he and his wife are both in that band, and they're a great party band. Everybody should give them a check them out.
Super, super. And you've got some connection there in the greater Lapeer area. I know we've seen you at a couple of the different venues there, but Cascade yeah. Lounge is a sponsor of yours there and a great venue as well.
Yeah, this is going to air on July 4th, but we'll have had the next Sessions concert series going on. It's going on this Saturday, so it had been June 29th at Cascadens, and it's Vlad Skeletal Circus, Wisher, and Plethora. They're fantastic bands.
Good friends of ours, Wisher. Kaylee is phenomenal. She's got a great story. And I'll tell you, I challenge anyone to find any band that's got more energy or any performer that's got more onstage presence and energy as Kaylee can.
This is true.
Yeah, she's a lot of fun. Mentioned it's 4th of July. Hey, how about a little All-American? I know she's been on your show as well, Blue Sky Riley, Blue Sky.
Yes.
We saw her along with Attaboy at one of the Sessions concerts that you put on.
Yes.
Let's give a little listen here. This is Blue Sky with America's Middle Class.
Wars. They didn't get all past America's middle class.
enjoy that song. America's Middle Class, it's Blue Sky Riley. She is a true talent. Young performer. She's what, 16, Adam?
And she's put a band on together around her that's just fantastic.
They are very good. The night that we saw them all live there in Lapeer, I was very impressed with that group.
Yes, absolutely. I'd love to get them involved in a show again in the very near future.
Now, talk about near future. Do you have any more upcoming events that are happening with Radio Sessions? I know we talked about an event, this month. Do you have anything that's maybe scheduled in August or September?
In September, we're actually celebrating the 7th anniversary of Solid State Radio. So on September 14th, we're having birthday bash. And that's when pretty much it's all hands on deck for the Solid State Radio crew. We're all there. And we've got a few bands in the maybe list. But so far, we have booked All Around the Shop and Lori and the Darlings. Now, if you haven't had Lori and the Darlings on the show, you need that band on your show. They're fantastic.
We will work on that.
I'm writing
and where is the birthday bash? Is this going to be a public show that you're going to be having?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Cascade Lounge.
Where is this going to be held?
Cascade Lounge over in Metamora, Michigan.
Terrific.
And then
September 14th.
Yep. And October 12th, if I can toot my own horn, I'm actually on the stage, not just standing by it. I'm going to be with St. Pauli Street doing a show with the 99. It's going to be a lot of fun over at the Hitchin Post. October 12th. And then the next Saturday, I'm going to be over at Corona Road Bar hosting the Sessions Concert Series with Slumlord Radio, the Pink 50s, and just announced the Lion Within from Detroit.
Oh, that's some good music right there.
Oh, that's like in our backyard. I think we need to go there.
I think
come on over. first couple
days. I know that there will be a shot or two between you and I that'll be involved.
Oh, guaranteed.
It's happened before. It really has. Hey, there's something that's
been one of those shows. Remember we did it outdoors.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely. Okay.
It's all my fuzzy brain. It fires every once in a while.
Every now and then we get a little bit of focus.
Sure.
Things start to percolate.
Hey, and we're going to be joining you as well, and we're very excited about this. You offered the invitation to us. July 26th, it's the Eastern Michigan Fair in Imlay City.
Yep,
tell us a
from
little
there.
Bit about what can we expect? What do you want from us when we're there?
Just show up. I mean, you can't bring your own booze in there. We might have some hidden somewhere, but, just come out and hang out. We're going to be doing it's going to be a live interview, so anybody who's walking by that time, stop by and say hello. And we're going to talk about Vehicle City Sound. We're going to be talking about what you guys have got coming up, because it's all about helping each other out. I love having Vehicle City Sound out on my show. I love having people who own record stores. I've had Flint Santa as a guest. He is a blast. If you ever get a chance to have him on the show, he is a blast. And then I have to figure out a date, but I'm having a roundtable show here soon. I'm getting a couple of promoters, because we always hear the music business from the side of the musicians. I'm getting a couple promoters on the show, and we're going to give bands a chance to ask questions, and they're going to be able to respond and just kind of bridge that gap. Because sometimes I think there is a gap between the people who put on the shows and the ones who perform the shows.
Well, and you know, you and your show, your program, our program, we've gotten to know bands in various stages of their development. Some of them are just coming out. Some of them have been there for a bit. Some of them are veterans, Alan Turners of the world. I think it is important what you're doing with the promoters. The promoters can share with these bands what are the sorts of things that they're looking for.
Yes.
What makes a good band? What do you need to do? How responsive do you need to be? How professional do you need to be? And it's been, you and I both know, because we've been booking bands on our programs for a while. Right. There are various levels of professionalism. There are various levels of communication that occur that can make or break a good program.
Absolutely. See, Will, you nailed it on the head.
Well, every now and then, that's my moment of focus for today. So we're good.
We're good.
So we've got, as we mentioned, the contest will be out there. We want folks to be looking for that. We've had a wonderful time. Adam, thank you so much for joining us here
thank
tonight.
You.
A quarter people, who do we have coming up?
Yeah, so next week we have Leah Williams. That's going to be an exciting show.
We're looking forward to having Leah on as well, another up-and-coming performer. I want to say thank you one more time. Adam, thank you so much for being a part of this tonight. And we're looking forward to seeing you again later in the month.
I can't wait. Looking forward to it. Looking
forward to it. All right, buddy.
And then one more time, how can folks... you know, be able to say, okay, you know what? I radio sessions, I'm all about it. So again, where can they reach you on Facebook, Instagram? You said they can reach you on an app.
Well, that's to listen to the show. To contact me, the best way is through Facebook. But I also, you can also send email to sessions@solidstateradio.net.
And that's to get in touch with Adam. Maybe you've got some folks you want him to get on the show. Same thing with us here at Vehicle City Sound. We want to thank Adam one more time for being on the show. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
For all of you that are listening out there in podcast land, you can hear us now on more than just Spotify. We are on all of the major platforms, and we're very excited about that. If you want to know what's going on with Vehicle City Sound, where we're going to be, when we're going to be visiting with Adam out at the Eastern Michigan Fair, you can check that out at vehiclecitysound.com. You also have the opportunity to let us know how we're doing, whether it's good, whether it's bad, or if you've got a band that you want us to interview. We've had a couple of recommendations that way, and you can get us through email at vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. Again, thank you, Adam. Thank you
thank
to
you.
Solid State Radio and Solid State Sessions. Give them a listen. And hey, everybody, be good.